Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Fred Crawford. How are you, Fred?
Real good, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing very well and glad to be with you. Fred is the president of one of the most beloved organizations in the world, Aflac. So let's start off, talk about what the organization Aflac means to you.
Aflac is very much a pioneering company in the insurance industry, and there's very few insurance companies you could make that statement about. And what do I mean by pioneering? We are a supplemental health insurance company operating in the United States and Japan. But more importantly than that, we actually created the markets that we currently lead in those two geographies. And so in the U.S., we were really the company that created the notion of supplemental health insurance sold in the worksite to employees. And by supplemental, meaning our insurance covers whatever your major medical insurance does not cover: copays, deductibles, other out-of-pocket costs that people go through when they're sick or injured or hospitalized. And there was really no such thing as a supplemental policy until we created it some 60-plus years ago in the U.S. It's now become a large part of the insurance marketplace, with most of the major life insurance and some of the health insurance brands offering similar type products, but we pioneered it. And to this day, we are still the largest in most categories of supplemental insurance and have about 380,000 commercial clients in the U.S. We sell specifically to businesses to offer these products to their employees as part of a benefit package. In Japan, we started about 47 years ago, I guess now, in Japan, and created what's known in Japan as the third sector insurance marketplace. First sector is traditional life insurance and annuities. Second sector is property casualty. Third sector, which didn't exist until Aflac went there in the 70s, is supplemental insurance company. Only in this case, in Japan, we supplement the national healthcare system in Japan. And so I think of pioneering because very few insurance companies can actually lay claim to having developed a fundamental marketplace, let alone in the two largest insurance markets on the globe.
So let's start talking now about ESG, but which you are responsible for from a governance perspective at Aflac. But the first part of that I want to talk about is ethics. So Aflac has won, I don't know if it's unprecedented, but something like 15 years in a row of most ethical companies in the world. Talk about what ethics means to you and where that fits in to the ESG model.
Actually, 16 years as of this year. Not that we count, but we do count. And so you're right, Robert. We have a very strong track record around ethics. And I think for Aflac, it emanates out of the culture and the building of the company that started as a family-owned company, three brothers that started the company, that later then, of course, went public. And the company has extremely strong culture, I think in part because we've built the company over these many years, one policy at a time, not through mergers and acquisitions, which can at times dilute some of the cultural aspects of the company. And fundamental to that culture has always been doing the right thing. Sometimes we refer to it as standing in the gap, meaning where you see gaps in what society is struggling with, what our customers are struggling with. We try to stand in there and close that either through commercial means like our products or by just simply doing the right thing with the profits we generate. And that culture of strong ethics and is something that we don't have it pasted on the backdrop of everybody's computer. We don't necessarily have it framed up on the wall in everybody's office. It's something that everybody understands and lives by at the company. And again, it grew out of that heritage As you know, Dan Amos is our chief executive officer. He's been that for over 30 years now, and he has maintained that same cultural aspect that he grew up learning from his uncles and father who began the company. So it's just a strong underpinning to our culture that guides our decision-making every day.
And you have been extremely passionate about everything involved with gender equity. And talk about what's right and what's wrong with how the world is looking at that.
To me, the part of diversity that needs to be paid more attention to is not only is it the right thing to do, but it's in the commercial best interest of building a strong company. There is no way that you'll be able to benefit from diversity of ideas, of innovation. There's no way you'll be able to design product and service around the customer lens unless you have a diverse set of leaders and a diverse set of employees. You just won't get there. I think when you go to Silicon Valley, for example, and you go to venture conferences, whether it's there or Hong Kong, Singapore, you'll notice the first time you go to these events that there is a very diverse population of individuals that are leading various startups and have ideas and seed capital requests and so forth. And when you look at that, you realize how important diversity is, not only of race and gender, but age and thought and experience. And so to me, it's not a matter of hitting certain numbers or meeting certain thresholds that allow you to rank at a certain level among your peers. Those can be important. Of course, we want to be a leader in that category. Really, it's about running a better company, a company that's going to be more sustainable over the long run, going to perform better, going to attract and retain the best talent, and most of all, has an easy understanding of what the customer is interested in, because your customer base is diverse. We have 13 million policyholders in the U.S., so by definition, we have a very diverse population of customers in the U.S. We've got 26 million policyholders in Japan. We better be diverse if we expect to even remotely understand our customer needs.
And how does that tie into a company's purpose of creating value?
Well, one thing I would tell you is that, again, it's very important when looking at diversity and inclusion or looking at sustainability and climate-related issues or net zero emissions, the two major fundamentals of ESG, my view is that it's incredibly important for you as a company to not simply just do the right thing because it's being expected of you by governance bodies or now more recently regulators and legislatures, but it is and can be tied expressly to the value creation of the business. So, for example, on diversity inclusion, I just mentioned to you how important it is to look through the customer lens. We have obviously a diverse population of employees working for the 380,000 companies that we manage. And so being able to focus in on how best to develop the Hispanic markets, the Asian markets, how best to address people of color and their needs and communities, these are all very important to developing the commercial interest of the company and really being part of those communities. And so that adds value, that distribution and customer focus. On the climate side, an example I would give you is, you know, our industry invests our capital for the long term because we have long-term liabilities, meaning our policyholder claims are on our books for a very long period of time. We invest those premiums over a very long period of time. Well, it stands to reason that a very attractive place to invest our capital is in long-term securities. And that is ideal for funding sustainability efforts, renewable energy efforts, and frankly, community revitalization which falls into the opportunity zone or diversity, equity, and inclusion category. These are all long-term problems and challenges that need capital to fix or close those gaps. And we, as an industry, are the long-term capital providers to the capital markets. So you can draw the linkage very quickly between what is the right thing to do in ESG and how it drives your commercial performance.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Fred Crawford. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about something very special that Aflac is doing. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the leaders who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Fred Crawford, the global president of Aflac, which everyone knows. But here is something on a very serious note you're doing. Aflac has been focused on childhood cancer, which could be one of the most important elements in the entire world. How does that fit into your ESG model and the value creation model?
Well, here's the interesting thing. I'll give you my perspective on ESG and then what I would call corporate social responsibility, which many refer to as the first generation of what became ESG. One of the things that I think we have to be very careful about as a corporate community, and frankly as a global corporate community, is that ESG has gotten very focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion, as well as sustainability or climate change and carbon footprint and emissions. Those, of course, are enormously large challenges that require all of us to stand in the gap and work and help to close those gaps. So there's no question how important that is. It's important to Aflac and it's important to the culture of our company. But what's often the case for most companies is that the real fabric of their efforts to support the community around them grew out of something very special and strategic to that company and often falls in what I would call the corporate social responsibility category, which is different. And for Aflac, as you mentioned, it's been the fight against pediatric cancer and supporting both the children and the families. In the U.S., we, of course, have the Aflac Cancer Center and Blood Disorder Center in Atlanta, which not only serves children with cancer and their families, but also sickle cell, which is a significant disease and one that's prominent in the U.S. And also in the greater Atlanta area in particular. And so we've been able to attract some of the nation's leading experts to that Cancer and Blood Disorder Center. Over the years, we have donated approximately $160 million to that effort, and it's one of the leading pediatric cancer institutes in the country, and as I mentioned, really the leading when it comes to sickle cell. So that's been a major effort of the company. In Japan, we have what's called Parents House, which is essentially, think of it as the Ronald McDonald House of Japan, but it is focused on supporting families whose children are going through cancer treatment. I think we've served about 145,000 people through those locations throughout the Tokyo and Greater Tokyo area, fighting the battle against cancer. So it's a global effort for our company. And also one that we innovate in. And so you may be familiar with My Special Aflac Duck, which is a robotic toy that we partnered with a technology company, startup technology company, that developed these smart toys. And it is a robotic duck that essentially children who are battling cancer can have as a companion, where the technology is such that emojis can be attached to the chest of the duck, and the duck goes through different emotions that the children are going through. Also, medical treatment, obviously very routine, superficial medical treatment, can be applied to the duck, which allows the duck to kind of go through some of the same circumstances as the children. And it's an enormous tool to calm down and comfort children and, frankly, even their family members as they're going through a difficult process. I think we're up to around 16,000 of these ducks that have been distributed both in the U.S. And in Japan.
Okay, it's clear you've a deep-seated empathy. One other area that you have deep care for and are known for is your customer interaction. Talk about what Aflac is doing special and unique in the customer interaction and how that looks in the future, also as digital has become very prevalent.
Well, you know, like many companies in our industry, and I wouldn't necessarily suggest that Aflac's special in this regard. However, we have been advancing all of the digital tools you would expect, whether it's an ability to buy our products online or service things like claims and routine customer service matters on your cell phone when it's convenient and where it's convenient to take place. So we have digitized much of the customer experience both in Japan and in the U.S. I would say one aspect that we focus on at Aflac is the speed and accuracy of claims. Now, the reason for that is, again, when you are in the supplemental health insurance business, whether this be in Japan or in the U.S., you're typically talking about an individual or family member that has gone through some form of trauma, some form of hospitalization or accident. They may be on short-term disability. They may have been diagnosed with cancer. And so their financial needs are immediate. Their out-of-pocket costs and reimbursement for out-of-pocket costs need to be immediate. And so we tend to pay cash in the pockets of our policyholders very quickly, within often days, if not just a few days or a day, getting the money into the account. Unfortunately, about 50% of the working population in the U.S. lives paycheck to paycheck and has less than $1,000 saved in their savings accounts. And so this kind of speed and accuracy of paying claims is an enormous value proposition if you intend to be a leader in the supplemental health business.
One final question. You've about a minute left. So you obviously have an extraordinary leader in Dan Amos, who's been there 30 years, and I've spoken with numerous times, has a heart of gold, not just wisdom and his three laws, but what have you learned from Dan Amos as a leader?
Well, Dan, you know, what they say about Dan is that it took three brothers to found and develop the early Aflac, and all three had unique skill sets that melded together in a way that took a company from a small business to now a 40 billion market cap company in two of the largest insurance markets on the globe. But when Dan took over, what they said about him is Dan somehow managed to get the attributes of all three in one critical leader. And the more you work with Dan and the more you watch him at work, the more you realize that is a true statement. So he's very sophisticated at innovation, development, and, of course, branding. He was, of course, a part of launching the Duck, which is, I think, approximately 20 years old this past year. And that changed the company's marketing and branding, and that's often what he's known for. But what people that work around him every day know is that he's got a very acute understanding of risk. He's got a very acute understanding of financial performance and value creation. He's got a very good relationship and understanding with what investors need and look for. He has embraced ESG long before ESG was ever an acronym. I think I mentioned to you in the past that we had a sustainability committee of the board fully 12 years ago. And that was part of his vision, along with another board member, Betty Hudson, who was an executive at National Geographic, who were ahead of their times in developing a committee of the board to focus on essentially what today we would call ESG activities. So Dan's an innovator, but he's also a very practical operator and, of course, a marketing genius.
And there you have it, Fred. What a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
It's been my pleasure. Nice to spend time with you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Jeremy Papen. How are you, Jeremy?
Very well, thank you.
And a pleasure to be with you, Jeremy. And Jeremy Papin is the chairperson of Nissan Americas. Now, everyone knows the name Nissan. Give me a snapshot of what the organization means to you. And I will say in this that, you know, in you and I speaking before, it reminds me of my mom. You're like an 80-year-old company, but that's new and exciting.
Exactly. And so, I mean, Nissan, everyone knows the name, the iconic products, brand names that we have, Altimas and Rogues, Pathfinders, Z, and, you know, soon to come, all new EV Ariya. So that's also going to build a brand name for itself. Americas goes from, Alaska down to Patagonia. It's, over a million cars sold, 40,000 people, $40 billion in revenue, 7 plants. So there's a lot of activity. It's a thrilling, life experience.
And what's interesting is you were really in the midst of a transformation. Along came the pandemic, and in a sense, that escalated your transformation. Talk about what happened.
Yeah, the company had a fair amount of growth through the last decade, but in a way, it had exhausted its capability or overstretched itself. There was obviously a change in management team, a refocus, the refocus being on sustainability of the profitable growth. And so, we arrived here. I've been here 4 years, 2 years as the chairperson. And so back in 2019, so before COVID or anything, we had decided that we'd be pivoting the way we did business and the way we and what was the culture of the company, why people were working the way they did and how they behaved in the workplace. And so the whole idea was, in the car industry, it all starts and ends with product. And so we were preparing for the launch of many new products, 10 over just 18 months. And so we decided there's no better time to change, transform the business than when we change the product, we can change the business, we can change the culture. And so we took advantage of those events to rethink the way we were doing business, focus on customer value, sell the value, grow the brand image, grow the enthusiasm for the products. Not be associated with a good deal, but be associated with the positive emotions of owning, driving a Nissan, of buying a Nissan, of servicing a Nissan. And then in the company, the intention was to open up and say, we want to be obviously more inclusive. We want to foster innovation. We want to change the way we do things by getting more decisions done at all the right levels of the company. And so that's what we've been leading over the past few years. I would say the product evolution is ongoing. The business results have been beyond what we expected, very near or at the best ever we've had. And the cultural transformation, I see the pride. I see the change in how people relate, the employees relate to the company and to the products and to how we do business. And so those are obviously good footsteps and stepstones on which we can continue to grow and develop.
So I want to talk more about culture in a few minutes, but first, let's talk about the innovations you're going through. So you've spent over $500 million with Nissan and Infiniti in terms of modernizing and making them, in a sense, carbon free and more electric.
Yeah, and that's really only the concrete projects that we've announced, because Nissan as a global company is actually committing billions, about $19 billion of R&D and CapEx towards changing the lineup, bring in a new technology that is both more electric, so it's batteries, EVs, or with elements of hybridization, safer, so that is systematically using autonomous capabilities in the car that are driver, passenger-centric to make the cars inherently much safer, and then more inclusive through levels of communication in the car, connectivity with the vehicle that we've never had in Nissan. The all of this, I would say, is being put into many of the products that have all been launched recently, and then the most newest one is going to be the Ariya all-new electric battery electric vehicle that we're going to launch in the fall.
I have to ask you the most basic question that everyone wants to know. Trends in colors. I always like black with chocolate interior. Most people I know, they like white because it doesn't get dirty. You see these new type of metallic and matte grays that come in. What are the trends and where are things going in terms of that?
Yeah, so I think, you know, the trends, they really, really change. So grays, white, blacks, what they end up buying in the end is pretty much stable in terms of trends.
And everything, are you seeing everything moving into electronic vehicles?
Yes, clearly.
By about what time do you think it becomes the standard norm?
Well, there will be two shifts at the same time, right? One is towards electrification, and that's going to come as a customer choice because the driving pleasure of an electric vehicle, once you've removed range anxiety, which is the case with the current technology that is being brought to market, the driving pleasure from an electric vehicle is just second to none. And so the quietness and what it enables inside the car as you remove so many parts, starting with the engine and the transmission that you don't need anymore, that creates an environment of what's a car that's very different. And anyone who experienced it will continue that way. And then at the same time, with that, with those electric vehicles, but also with the combustion engine vehicles, much more connectivity. We know we spend time in our cars and what the cars enable us to do and how we enjoy it. That's also going to evolve always towards customer driver pleasure and safety.
Jeremy, you've seen significant changes, as we all have had during these times, and the customer experience. Talk about how that is evolving.
The customer experience has evolved, and it accelerated with the COVID disruption. Nissan had the ambition and has the ambition of being meeting the customer wherever it is. And with COVID, it started to be much more digital, even in shopping for new vehicles than in the past. And so we created this Nissan at Home platforms that allows any customer to start off his journey on the digital, find information, find the right Nissan, and then immediately either be in contact with a dealer to get an opportunity to test drive the car from home or just go through the transaction, or have a meeting and a follow-up in an actual dealership. So really the customer needs, I think, the lesson for any industry, including one such as ours that has a big ticket item, is you must go and meet your customer wherever it is. And that's what we've done in coordination with our dealer network, with our physical stores, and our digital experience.
So, Jeremy, you've been in the car business a while, and you are chairperson of Nissan Americas. Tell me, what is your all-time favorite car?
All-time favorite car. I would say the Nissan Z. Iconic, so fun to drive, both reflective of our heritage, plenty of souvenirs being younger, as well as clearly a statement about what the company can be in the future, fast and thrilling. But beyond that, I must say what's ahead in terms of electric vehicle experience is just going to be challenging any experience we've had in the past. So next time you meet me and you've been asking this question, we'll be talking about maybe something different and very electric.
We're about to take a break. When we come back, Jeremy has told us about this culture where people are just excited. We're going to find out how he actually creates that. Back in a few.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jeremy Popham, who is the chairperson of Nissan Americas, and everyone knows the organization. You went through this transformation, and as we've spoken before, the people there is such an excitement, and I'm wondering, what's the secret of when you're transforming a company that you align the culture, keep people really happy and engaged?
Yeah, engagement and enablement is really what the focus of leadership is and should be every day. That's what I spend a lot of my time thinking through. And so, for us, the engagement starts with the pride that is linked to the feedback and experience that the friends, the family, the customers, the journalists get from driving these new Nissans that have been launched in the past 2 years, I would say. So, and that's been a change because so many of these cars have been segment-defining products, reinventing the segments. And so, I'm thinking Rogues or Pathfinders or Frontiers, for examples. And from that, we also, had made a decision that how we did business was going to be as important as the results we were achieving. And we spent a lot of time explaining what we want to do, why we want to do it, and we spent a lot of time on the how. We spend a lot of time on, are we achieving our results in a way that we can continue to build on them? Are we, and that sometimes is more important than achieving a slightly better result. So that's part of the culture, a culture also where we learn. There's no issue with explaining why things are different than planned, whether they're better or worse. But those who explain the best the gaps, they always get a second chance at going at a problem again, because that's what it is about. It's about learning, making it safe to talk about what's different to what we thought. And so that's the culture we created, how we do business, how much we're learning from what we do, anything that allows us to go further.
That's fabulous when you talk about a real learning culture, and that obviously drives innovation and customer satisfaction. If you had one, these are going to be two rapid-fire, one-word or one-sentence answers. What one word or one sentence defines your culture you're talking about?
One word on culture, I would say inclusion and innovation. So that's three words. I'm sorry, but they work well together.
They actually go hand in hand, right? So here's the other one. You are probably in the single most competitive industry in the entire world. What one word, could be two words, separate Nissan from all of your competitors?
No, the one word is going to be thrill. We're all about thrill. Thrill is a positive emotion. Technology creates the emotion. Driving pleasure creates the emotion. Experience in the car as a driver or a passenger creates the emotion. We're about thrill. We love thrill. We're thrilled.
Okay, now that we're on the exciting pieces, love this. I got to ask you one of the more challenging pieces, which is the supply chain. So in terms of supply chain and logistics, it's no secret this has been one of the most challenging environments we have ever been in. What can you tell CEOs? What advice can you give from what experience you've had about supply chain success and logistical success?
I must say, I love these times. Complicated problems that force us to revisit many of the ways things were built for years, challenging habits, discovering that we were knowing less than we should in many aspects of the business. And so for me, this is all part of the learning culture. And so, you know, we go through the why, the five whys. We challenge, shouldn't we do things differently? We have to do things differently. We're happy with the challenge and the change that it's brought to the business. And so how we engage with dealers has been completely transformed. And while they have less volume, they're actually happier with Nissan than ever. And that's different and that's new because of how we engage them or how we go to the customer. Because there's less volume or sometimes because of COVID, customers can't even go to the dealers anymore. And so how we accelerated on reaching out to the customers directly, buying a car directly digital without having to go to the dealer. We've done this. It's called Nissan at Home. It's in 50 states in the U.S. And so for me, this is where you learn so much. So I embrace challenges, complicated problems, because I just love challenging statu quo. That's how you innovate. That's how you build something that's new and stronger.
So since you love these challenges, here's the one everyone's wondering. Autonomous driving. When do we get there where it becomes the status quo?
The technology is getting there. The cost of the technology is coming lower. There will still be a lot of testing related and allowing all the regulators in the world, across the world, cities and states and federal and countries, to be fully comfortable with it. So we are still several years away in terms of seeing this.
You were the first in DEI, the first officer of DEI, and you talked about inclusion and innovation as a core to your culture for Nissan's of the America. What are your thoughts of what you're doing, where you're going?
It's part of the culture, because if you want to foster innovation, how do you foster innovation? You need to have a diversified group of people. You need to provide them with a safe and equal opportunity to speak up and participate. And you need to make sure that you're breaking away from groupthink and that everyone feels he can contribute and should contribute and that you're creating this learning culture. And so, you know, we're on our way. We obviously set up a structure to make progress by nominating people and creating an organization that didn't exist. We're working on our processes so that we are not to change the outcomes. We are transforming the way decisions were made to include DEI aspects at every moment. And again, this is a journey, and the measurement of the success is going to be through the business outcomes. And the business outcomes being a more innovative and therefore a more successful Nissan.
And there you have it. Jeremy, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.